You know, for years we ran Dr. Laura, our radio show with Dr. Laura Schlesinger. This morning we're going to talk to another Dr. Laura, but it's Dr. Renee Laura. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. You know, we were watching the Westminster Dog Show last Monday, and because we have dachshunds, we care about them, and so we're watching that, and up pops this this red dachshund, short hair, and I went, wait a minute. That says Bryan, Texas underneath there. And so congratulations on having the best of breed in the Westminster Dog Show.
Thank you. It was quite thrilling.
Now, you've been to Westminster, what? How long have you been showing in Westminster?
I've been to Westminster every year for about the last 14 years.
Oh, my. So what was the dog that you broke into for the first time?
Well, the very first time I ever went to Westminster, I won Best of Breed in German Shorthair Pointers.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's really hard to win breed there. It's kind of where all the top dogs in the country end up once a year. And so that was a lot of fun. And then for the last 14 years, I've been Best of Opposite Sex or Select Dog or Select Bitch in both short hairs and dachshunds. I've been knocking on the door, so it was really nice to finally win it again.
So, still got to be jittery, though, huh?
Yes, very.
All right, now, what is that stuff you keep in your pocket that you feed the dog? What is that stuff?
Oh, various things. Olive, actually, the dachshund, prefers chicken. My short hair actually prefers the string cheese.
Okay. We all like string cheese.
Sure.
And we like chicken, too. Now, how many dachshunds were there that you had to beat out to win Best of Breed this year?
There were, I believe there were like 28 smooth dachshunds.
Okay. And, I mean, I know it's been on USA television for 7, 8, 9 years, but has it really exploded anytime recently? When did you see a tremendous increase in the number of dogs that showed up there?
Well, actually, there hasn't been a tremendous increase in the number of the dogs because it's actually been a limited show to 2,500 because that's all Madison Square Garden could actually hold.
Okay.
But in the last 2 years, they've moved it out to the piers, and then they bring the groups back to the garden. And that's allowed it to grow a little bit. And so in the last 2 years, it's gone up to over 3,000 dogs.
So now, have you ever showed a breed that's a lot of trouble to take care of? Because a smooth dachshund pretty much is what it is, and it doesn't have to be poofed up or anything like that.
No, all the breeds I show are we call spit and shine dogs. They just I don't do any hair because that is very time-consuming. You know, it's a lot of care in between shows with the hair, and so I've always limited myself to smooth-coated breeds.
Well, Dr. Renee Laura joins us this morning. Her, the dog that she showed, Olive, was Best of Breed in the Westminster Dog Show. So, why dachshunds?
Why dachshunds?
Yeah.
Actually, my original breed was German Shorthair Pointers. I've had them for over 30 years, and then I started showing dachshunds for a lady that lives in San Antonio, and I just fell in love with the breed. They're just one of those breeds that kind of worms their way into your life, and so it just inadvertently became my second breed. Only because they lived with me while I was showing them, and I just fell in love with the breed.
So now, does the dog get jazzed up before the show? Does the dog understand this is a big deal?
Oh yeah, they definitely do. They know what's going on, and I would say that Olive probably showed the best she's ever shown in at the garden this year. I've had her out for 2 years. She was number one dachshund in the country last year, and she always loves to show, but she was extra good at the garden.
Now, what's interesting is then the next week you end up in, of course, the Crossroads of America, Camden, Arkansas.
Yes.
does she understand that's a step down from Westminster?
Oh, I don't think so. Okay. I think a show's a show for her, but, you know, she gets excited by what goes around her. And at the garden, everyone's just a little bit more excited. Everything's a little bit more tense and on edge than at the smaller shows. And she won breed both days in Camden.
Yeah.
That ends her career. We're gonna be breeding her next time she comes in heat.
Okay, so she just hangs out now, huh?
Yes, she's just gonna hang out and be a couch potato.
Okay, now, all right. Now, how much like a other dachshund is Olive?
I mean, she's very much like other dachshunds. She prefers to stay outside. She loves chasing the varmints just like all the other dachshunds, and She pretty much is just a regular pet.
Now, does she have other housemates?
She does. She has, actually, she lives with her mother,
uh-huh.
who was a multi-best in show winner, who's uh-huh. been retired for several years. And then she has a niece that she lives with.
Wow. So does she have a favorite chew toy?
Olive pretty much just likes all the toys.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I understand. You know, dachshunds sometimes don't play well with others, but when they do, they're really
they
they're
really,
really
do, yeah. She gets along great with all the others.
So now are you off on the road again this weekend?
I am. I'm going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, safe travels. Now tell us the name of your, because you also have a vet practice.
I do.
And that is?
Kingdom Animal Hospital.
And you haven't been there much lately, huh?
Not lately. but when I get back next week, I'm going to be around for pretty consistently for about 2 months before I take off again.
Well, you know, we should have talked to you years ago. Obviously, you've done so well with the breed, and it's neat. You put Brian on the map as far as show dogs are concerned. I know we have other breeds here that have shown at Westminster, but we really congratulate you on that. And safe travels and journeys for you and Olive.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Doc. See you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.